Governor Landry reportedly had influence in Scott Woodward's decision to fire Brian Kelly as LSU's head football coach. Jeremy Alford, the publisher of LaPolitics.com, says it's not unusual for governors to be involved to some degree in their respective states' football programs.
Let's not forget at the end of the day that the Louisiana governor appoints the LSU Board of Supervisors, and that's really the guiding light for our flagship university.
Bookies.com writer Christopher Bone says Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin is the betting favorite to be the next head coach for the LSU Tigers. But Tulane coach John Summerall is also a likely candidate. He also mentions Louisville coach Jeff Brohm and Arizona State's Kenny Dillingham and says though they're having success at their alma maters,
the allure of going to an LSU is going to be hard for any of these guys to resist. Even if you're coaching your alma mater like Jeff Brohm is, even if you're coaching the school that you went to in Kenny Dillingham's case.
State police have arrested a 21-year-old Monroe man for allegedly staging multiple car crashes and collecting thousands of dollars in fraudulent insurance claims. Senior Trooper Ryan Davis says as they investigated reports of fraud from the insurance department, authorities learned that Adrian Simpson had planned, staged, and orchestrated crashes to file fraudulent insurance claims.
So it wasn't, oh, I got in a crash accidentally and I received an insurance payout. These were premeditated.
Davis says Simpson potentially gained $156,000 from victims. I'm Colleen Crane on Tix FM.